I died the same night you did, Burton said, and several times since. There are many evil men in this world. 'Tis only natural. There were many on earth, yet I dare say their number has been cut down, for the church has been able to do much good work, praise God. Especially in this area. But come with me, friend. I'll introduce you to my hutmate, a lovely woman, faithful in a world that still seems to put little value on marital fidelity, or indeed in virtue of any sort. She was born in the 20th century A.D. and taught English most of her life. Verily, I sometimes think she loves me not so much for myself as for what I can teach her of the speech of my time. He gave a curious, nervous laugh by which Burton knew he was joking. They crossed the plains toward the foothills where fires were burning on small stone platforms before each hut. Most of the men and women had fastened towels around them to form parkas which shielded them from the chill of the shadows. A gloomy and shivering place, Burton said. Why would anybody want to live here? Most of these people be Finns or Swedes of the late 20th century. They are used to the midnight sun. However, you should be happy you're here. I remember your burning curiosity about the polar regions and your speculations anent. There have been others, like you, who have gone on down the river to seek their ultima thule, or if you will pardon me for so terming it, the fool's gold at the end of the rainbow, but all have either failed to return or have come back, daunted by the forbidding obstacles. Which are what? Burton said, grabbing Collop's arm. Friend, you're hurting me. Item. The Grailstone seeks, so that there is nothing wherewith they may recharge their grails with food. Item. The plains of the valley suddenly terminate, and the river pursues its course between the mountains themselves through a chasm of icy shadows. Item. What lies beyond, I do not know, for no man has come back to tell me, but I fear they've met the end of all who commit the sin of hubris. How far away is this plunge of no return? As the river winds, about 25,000 miles. You may get there with diligent sailing in a year or more. The Almighty Father alone knows how far you must then go before you arrive at the very end of the river. Belike you'd starve before then, because you'd have to take provisions on your boat after leaving the final Grailstone. There's one way to find out, Burton said. Nothing will stop you then, Richard Burton, Collop said. You will not give up this fruitless chase after the physical when you should be hot on the track of the metaphysical? Burton seized Collop by the arm again. You said Burton? Yes, I did. Your friend Goering told me some time ago that that was your true name. He also told me other things about you.
Goering is here?
Collop nodded and said, he's been here for about 2 years now. He lives a mile from here. We can see him tomorrow. You will be pleased at the change in him, I know. He has conquered the dissolution begun by the dream gum, shaped the fragments of himself into a new and a far better man. In fact, he is now the leader of the Church of the Second Chance in this area. While you, my friend, have been questing after some irrelevant grail outside you, he has found the Holy Grail inside himself. He almost perished from madness, nearly fell back into the evil ways of his terrestrial life. But through the grace of God and his true desire to show himself worthy of being given another opportunity at life, he... Well, you may see for yourself tomorrow. And I pray you will profit from his example. Collop elaborated. Goering had died almost as many times as Burton, usually by suicide. Unable to stand the nightmares and the self-loathing, he had, time and again, purchased a brief and useless surcease, only to be faced with himself the next day. But on arriving at this area and seeking help from Collop, the man he had once murdered, he had won. I am astonished, Burton said, and I'm happy for Goering, but I have other goals. I would like your promise that you'll tell no one my true identity. Allow me to be Abdul Ibn Harun. Collop said that he would keep silent, although he was disappointed that Burton wouldn't be able to see Goering again, and judge for himself what faith and love could do for even the seemingly hopeless and depraved.